Gemara says in the end of Masechet Megillah that Ezra HaSeifa made a takana that you should read the two Tarifahs, the one Tarifah came by Yikra before Shavuot and the other Tarifah came Dvarim before Rosh Hashanah. It's a special takana. A friend asked Akasha, how is that possible according to all of them in Hagim? If the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was that they read the Sefer Torah, they completed the Sefer Torah once every 3 years. In other words, they didn't finish the whole Torah once a year. The way we read the whole Torah once a year, so we work it out in such a way that the Tarechachem B'chul Korsai comes out right before Shavuot, two Shabbos before Shavuot, and the Tarechachem Kisrova comes out the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But if the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was that they finished the Torah once every 3 years, in other words, every parsha, every seder was divided into three sections, and every week they read one section, then it wouldn't work out right. How is it shaykh that they should read the Tarechachem Kisrova before Rosh Hashanah? It would only be for every third Rosh Hashanah. And for 2 years they would miss, and the third year they would make it again. Both are not true. You'd be moving all over the place. None of the tests would work out. This is one kasha that Achrayim has. Then Achrayim have another kasha, Yakifem, another Achrayim has that kasha. Then Achrayim have another kasha that the Gemara says in Megillah that there is a din when you lay in your tests, you can't make any hoshotas in the middle. The Gemara says, Mikra din, the halach only applies to the tests, and by Yikra, it doesn't really apply to the tests, you sell it. The Tarechachem by Yikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. And Tarechachem Kisavoi, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. So it's not that bad. But the Rambam quotes that the minig is that even the Tarechachem Kisavoi, we have a minig not to be mastic in the middle of that Tarechachem. In fact, we have a further minig, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Gaboyim all know about that minig. But the Gaboyim break up Aliyah. They know that you never end with Dover Ra. Never begin to go around. That's an extension of this minig. Mikra din, you can be mastic in the middle of the Tarech and Kisav. It's obviously going to be ending and beginning with the Dovara. But the Rambam quotes the minig that you don't even break up the Tarech and Kisav. And the minig on top of that is that you never end the Dovara and never start the Dovara. With very few exceptions where you have no brayer, with it said end the Dovara. Valoya Musa or Avamesis, you have no brayer. But the Gemara says at least the Tarech and Vayikra, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be mastic in the middle. The Gemara gives two reasons for this. And one of the two reasons is that every person who gets an aliyah has to say a bracha before and after his aliyah, before and after the sukkah that he learned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels awkward having brachas recited to him and having curses recited for his children. He feels funny that they're reading about klolos to Bnei Yisrael, and the same brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want to have any brachas when they're reading about klolos to the Jewish people. The Gemara says that's why you shouldn't stop in the middle of the Tarechacha, because the person who's going to stop them will have to say Baruch Shalachra, and the one who will start the next Aliyah will have to recite a Baruch Shalachra now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be not too happy about that. He wouldn't want that. So the Taz is the Kashin, the Binyan Yeshua, on the side of the Masechta Sotnes, the same Kashin. What do you mean? That the one who stops there, the one who starts there, will have to say a Baruch. But in the times of the Mishnah, this is the Takana found in the Mishnah. It's a very old Takana. If you're not allowed to be Mastik in the middle of the Tarechacha in Vayikra. But Bizman HaMishnah, the Mishnah says only the Kohen says the Bracha Shal Afanecha, and the last Oleg it says the Bracha Shal Afanecha, and all the people in the middle don't say any Bracha. And then the Gemara says in the Megillah that in the days of Rabbi Shmuel and Babel made a Takana because people were marching in, marching out of the children. Middle of the lane, and made a Takana that every Oleg should recite a Bracha Shal Afanecha, Shal Afanecha, Avich Aliyah. They didn't have such a practice. Only the first Oleg said the Bracha Shal Afanecha, and the last Oleg said the Bracha Shal Afanecha. What's the problem over here if you're Bimastic in the middle of the Tarechacha? Nobody's going to say any brachas in the middle. All of them in the middle, just lay. They just read the sukkah. There's not a Talmud, the practice going that by Kriyas HaTorah. They didn't have a Balfour. The one who got the Aliyah was everybody had to be Mabu Sedra. Everybody was expected to be Mabu Sedra in the event. When a person was called up by the Gabbai to get an Aliyah, it meant he had a lay. He couldn't say the thing. You had to know the truck, you had to know the Yivra, you had to know what he's doing over there. But Mana Zer says, we have instituted a Balfour because there are some people who don't, not Mabu Sedra, and they don't know the truck, they don't know the Yivra. And Kadesh, so why not have a Balkorah for them? And for all the other people, the majority of the people, who know the truck, and Mavis said, Dushnai Mikavecha Tavim Miposham. They know the truck, they know the Yivra, let them lay in their own. So the Gemara, the Tesh says, no, Kadesh Lalavash is Mishani Yodeya. And we don't want to embarrass the people who don't know. Similar to what the Mishnah has regarding Bikurim in today's study. The Mishnah says in Bikurim that when the farmers become a Bikurim, so the farmers were farmers, they didn't know anything. So most of the farmers didn't know how to read Yivra with God. With the kudus, he couldn't say the prayer with the kudus, he couldn't read it. Couldn't say, Arami Yavad Alavayer is in Strand. They didn't remember from Pesach night either, because they didn't have a Haggadah either. They didn't say on Pesach night. They used to go to the rabbi's home. The rabbi would say around there with others. And everybody, that's how the Gemara describes it. In times of the Talmud, in times of the Amorim, they would have the Haggadah, everybody would be there, sorry, they Shemei Kodesh, like Kiddush and Havdalah. Except by us, the meaning is Kiddush and Havdalah, one person says, and everybody else listens says on it. And the Haggadah, the meaning of most places is everybody says the Haggadah. In Ma'a Gemara, one person said the Haggadah by heart, they didn't have any Kiddush and Havdalah. Everybody else was there, Shemei Kodesh. So most of the farmers didn't know how to say around the Avodah, even with Makudas, with Shrop and everything. You give them a Kodesh, they couldn't read it. They were illiterate. So the Mishnah says that the people were embarrassed to bring Bikurim because the guy in front of him starts rattling off his own Arami over it, and he comes and he doesn't know anything. And then the Kohenim have to say Arami, Arami, Oive, Oive, Bobby, like Hare, Hare, Ha. The Mishnah says that they stopped bringing Bikurim. The farmers stopped bringing because they were so embarrassed and they brought the Bikurim. The guy in front of them, the guy after them, everybody knows. And they were stuck, they were sandwiched in between the people who knew and they didn't know, so they were embarrassed. So the Mishnah says they made a Tachona Keduma. That even if the fellow knows how to say Arami Avodah on his own, you makri him and you say it for him. It's a question in the Farsha Mishnah exactly what that means, but it means that the Kohen said, I rattled off Arami Avodah the whole Nusa, and the farmer was here to be Shemei Kohen, and the farmer didn't say a word at all. Well, no, it means that the Kohen would say Arami Avodah, and the farmer would say after him Arami Avodah. And the Kohen would say by Yerim and Simon, he would say by Yerim and Simon. They would say word for word, like we do by Harayat and the Now, Kopalam, that's what the Mishnah says. So, they spell the Vaish, and Tisha, and the Yodeya, so the Institute of the Takana, Shehu Makman, is Akol Badikur. Some are Makman to do it to everybody. They spell the Vaish, and Tisha, and the Yodeya. The people who don't know shouldn't be embarrassed. That's a later, if there is a Takana, that's a much later Takana. The Rambam has such a Takana by Birchas Eretz. The Rambam has a Makhlegis to say, who's supposed to say Birchas Eretz? So the Rambam sheet is that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so the Chosman who's getting married is supposed to say the Birchas HaMitzvah, like you say Broch HaLulah, or Broch HaMitzvah, or Broch HaTfilin, or Broch HaTfilin Sidan. The one of those mitzvahs should recite the Broch. And there's a sheet is that anybody who's present may recite the Broch. According to the Rambam, that the Broch should be recited by the Chosman, how come the practice is the Chosman doesn't say the Broch? So the answer is because some of the Chassanim don't know the Broch by heart. And even with the Siddur, some of them can't read Hebrew without, so you have the Rabbi say it. So what if the chassan does know? He let the chassan say his own brach. So the Rambam writes in the tshuva, it's quoted in Nebuchadnezzar, that Kadesh lo levash is nishani yadeya, we have a takana that the chassan should never say his own birchas eretz, and the rabbi should always say. The only simple that Achronim have is, what if the rabbi is single? And he gets married. And he's inside a kedushin for himself. So is there anything wrong if he says the birchas eretz? He is the rabbi. They say no, he is the chassan. And he shouldn't say the birchas eretz. So the Achronim are makel on that. Like if the Balkori gets an Ali, or if the Balkori gets an Ali, he's going back over here. Taisa says that the man of Talmud, the one who gets the Ali, gets up. He doesn't say any brachas. He just learns. Just the Koyin says the bracha shalachana, and the last Tola says the bracha shalacharev. After the whole Kriyas HaTorah is all over, and all the people in the middle don't say any brachas. What do they get an Ali for? They just walk up and they walk down. So the answer is no. They were the Balkori. The one who gets the Ali has to learn. Then Taisa says that they slow guys with Mishani Yadaya, but man of Zev, we have a practice that we haven't. A regular steady Balkori who lays for everybody, but definitely people, and more than half of the people don't know how to lay for themselves. So today's full of Ayish, those who don't know how to lay for themselves, so you have a Balkori for everybody. Luke, what if you give the Balkori an Aliyah? What if you give the Balkori an Aliyah? Said Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos, the Dominicans, you never give the Balkori an Aliyah, except for the Tereh. That's the President of Ramos. You never give the Balkori an Aliyah, except for the Tereh. And then you don't call them up by name. You just take the Aliyah, because you're saying it.
What about the Haftarah?
Do
you
want
to have a
Bachar
then?
So
there's
not
a lot of people who can't read
on
the story.
I don't know. Apparently there was never such a minute. I don't know.
Like the
brothers? You should say the brothers to everybody. I don't know. It's a big problem. So the problem that Achronim ask is that his man Talmud, the Ramah says that's the minig. The Ramah claims that was the minig in his time, that the Balkor only gets the Aliyah by the Tzitzit. You shouldn't call him up for any other Aliyah. Mm-hmm. More proper like that, not to give an Aliyah. Shaila is, if you have a community where you don't have a Balkori, let's say in a bungalow town, you have no Balkori, no one is willing to prepare the whole service. Everybody's busy playing mahjong the whole week or whatever. Busy swimming the whole week. No one wants to prepare the lane. So then you get divide up the seven into seven parts, and you get seven guys who volunteer to lane one seventh of each. So then you have to be marked that each guy should not get his own aliyah. I have to lane for you, you lane for me, he lane for me, he lane for him. So you go so far to be marked over there.
Better.
Better. Oh. Okay. No, what if you prepare in advance? Make up seven guys who are going to lay in this desert. No one else wants to prepare. You're going to make up, those seven guys are going to get the seven aliyahs. So there's some aliyahs. Anyway. So the problem is, if there's not a mission in the practice, so that only the Kohen said the bracha shall afana, and the last said the bracha shall afana, the people in between never said any brachas, and the Tosafot is not going to stop in the middle of the Tosafot and Vayikra. It's not in the beginning of the Seder, it's going to be in the middle of the Seder. So no one's going to say any brachas anyways. What does the Gemara say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels awkward that he should be getting brachas at the time that they're reciting curses to his children, to Bnei Yisrael. Well, no one's saying any brachas, that's the kasha that the Taz works on. So the Taz has a whole fancy teretz based on Iran, which other Rishonim don't agree to. The Taz claims based on Iran that really there's not a Mishnah also. You really every year had to say a bracha shel afana and a bracha shel afara. This is a Taz at the end of Tov Kof Ches, and it opens to Rosh Chodesh. By the dinim of the Taz. It has all the special dinim like Kriyat Atah and Tov Kof Ches. So the Taz says that really there's not a Mishnah also. If the Shlishi or the Revi or the Chamishi or the Shishi, whoever wants to say his own bracha, he may. How come they never said a bracha shel afana? How come they never said any brachas? Because the Baral Yotzu with Shemir Kaina with the other brachas that were recited. The Kain said the bracha shel afana, and everybody was sitting in shul, and they all said amen, and they all had in mind, and in case I'll get the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh aliyah, I'll be Yotzu with that bracha shel afana. Then everybody who got aliyahs stayed in shul, they didn't run out. So they all sat in shul, and they were all waiting until the last one gets the bracha shel afana. And he said the bracha shel afana, so they were all Yotzu with Shemir Kaina.
So could you do that today? Let's say you listen to somebody else's
bracha,
you have
mind
to
be yourself,
and let's say you get an aliyah, you don't have to say a
bracha. That's what the Taz says, that was the, he quotes around, that was the practice, then later, Rav and Shmuel made a takana that each person who gets an aliyah must say his own bracha shalot and aliyah. People are going in and going out.
That was the whole reason
because
people
are
going
in and going
out.
Right.
No,
Bismana Mishnah, they used to sit quietly through the whole aliyah, through the whole Kriya Sateris. That's what it sounds like. Or the Rabbanim made believe that was going out. But they talk about only the first Erl and the last Erl to say the Bracha Shel Afana Lachra, and everybody else is Yerzu Shmei Kren. And then Rabbi Shmuel saw that it wasn't exactly so, but whatever it was. They talk about the Anachonos and Yerzu, and everyone who gets an Aliyah should say a Bracha Shel Afana Lachra. Okay. So the Taz claims that once in a while, a person in the middle, who got a middle Aliyah, not the Kohen, not the last Erl, would say Bracha Shel Afana Lachra. And sometimes if a fellow gets an aliyah, if you break up the tesis and somebody gets an aliyah, namely the middle of the tesis aliyah, that he may have not been in the beginning, he may not plan to stay there to the end, so he may decide that he wants to say a bracha now on his aliyah. And that's what the Gemara says, he's not allowed to make a haftok in the middle of the tesis, that same of kiddush, ha'kodesh baruch hu mizbarach habana miskal. That's how the Taz is. It's not the teretz of the Taz is not mutkam al chaladesh, it's all based on Iran. And the Ritvo and Megillah disagrees with the Ram. The Ritvo Megillah says that it was a basic difference in the Takana between the Zman HaMishnah and the Zman HaGemara. The Zman HaMishnah, they treated the whole Kriyat HaTorah as one unit. So that's why there was only need for a Bracha Shel Afana at the beginning of the whole Kriyat HaTorah and a Bracha Shel Afana at the end of the whole Kriyat HaTorah. And Rav Shmuel changed the Takana and made a new Takana that every Aliyah is a separate unit. And the Mele, since it's a separate unit, you have to have a Bracha Shel Afana al Achra on every unit of every Aliyah. So according to the Ritvo, the Ritvo would clearly disagree with the Ram. That even if you got Shlishi or Shishi or whatever aliyah you get, and you happen not to be there in the beginning, or you plan not to be there at the end, or both, you went there in the beginning, you're not going to be there at the end, you just walked in the middle, going to the Ritvo, you cannot say Brachas in the middle. What are you saying Brach on? And I have a mitzvah. Mitzvah is the whole unit of the whole Kriya HaTorah from the beginning to the end, which requires a Brachas Shel Afana by the first of, and only a Brachas Shel Afana at the end. You never say Brachas in the middle. So going to the Ritvo, what's the answer on this kasha? What do you mean the Tanoi made a Takona? Not to be mafsik in the middle of the Teichachin, by Yikran, I mean it is not to be mafsik even in Tisavoy. Why? For two reasons, Igmar gives. One reason is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels awkward about having his children recite brachas for him and hearing their curses. Well, who is no one's going to say any brachas in the middle of the aliyahs? The Kohen says the first bracha at the beginning of Tisavoy when you read about Bipurim. And the one who gets the last aliyah says the bracha at the very end. No one's going to say any brachas in the middle. So what's the problem all about? So the first, in these two kashas, it seems, in the first kasha, according to the minig b'nei Eretz Yisrael, the antecedent kasha in the beginning, according to the minig b'nei Eretz Yisrael, that they completed the Torah once every 3 years. So how do they fulfill the takonas Ezra? Ezra Bezina Tiknu, that you should learn the Tzarech HaChem Ba'ikra before Shavuot, they should learn the Tzarech HaChem Kisavah before Rosh Hashanah. How do they fulfill that takonas? Tzedus Arol Tzedvei? In the middle of Shemot, middle of Vayikra. What are they going to learn over here? So Lechora, based on that kasha, based on the second kasha with the bracha, so it appears pretty clearly that's what the portion, that's what the Nachlas, Yeshua says in the Sari, the Masech Tzarechim, in the regular Gemara. He says it would appear that the Pharisees are just a separate takana, just like Parsha Zohar. Other Rachanim say it also. It's like Parsha Zohar, Parsha Shkolin, Parsha Torah, Parsha Shachar. It has nothing to do with the Kriya Sator, the Parsha Tashavuot. The way we lane, we happen to kill two birds with one stone. We happen to lane Kriya Sator every week we lane a Sator. And we're mashlin, the Kriya Sator Kula, doing all the Shabbos Hashana. From 1 year to the next, we make a seam every year on Sim Hashter, on a whole Kriya Sator. So when we learn this big Parshas Kisavah, we have a double key on this. We're learning Parshas HaShavua, which is going to be Mashlim. Ultimately, when it comes to Chaser, this will be the Hashlama of Kolach HaYakula for the Minyan. And number two, this is also the scheme of the Takanah Yeshua to learn the Parshas Kisavah before Rosh Hashanah. But those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, this Manah Talmud, and had the practice that they learn once every 3 years, they finish there once every 3 years, they also used to learn the Parshas Kisavah this week, or next week, whenever. They would also learn it before Rosh Hashanah. Why? It'll be like Parshas Torah, like Parshas Tachayim, like Parshas Zohar. It's a separate kriya. Not necessarily that you should. So Takana says it was not to arrange your kriya Satara in such a way as to have this, the Parshas HaShavua this week. No, we do it like that. And if you don't do it like that, if you have different Parshas HaShavua, you have to lay this as a separate kriya. The Mele, once it's a separate kriya, you can understand that it has a separate din of brachas on it. The Chomer Mitzakin, a separate Takana, you have to say brachas on this. It's a separate kriya. It's unrelated. The Parshas HaShavua, there's only one bracha in the beginning, one bracha in the end. But in addition to the Parshas HaShavua that they lay, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, they're laying Parshas, the second third, or the first third, or the third third of Parshas Bo this week. Whatever it happens to be. It's completely off-kilter in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's not a Talmud. They're laying whatever they're laying. Vayichi, middle of Vayichi, Vayichi, whatever they're laying. Either they substitute the Terech instead of that, or they don't substitute it, they lane seven aliyahs and whatever, one third of Parshas Vayechi, and then they'll give master the lane, the whole Tehecheche. So that's a separate Chodesh Kriya of the Tehecheche. So apparently the Kriya of the Tehecheche needs a separate bracha for it. Why not? We don't. Who says you can? You can make a Havtoka. Why not? There's no din. By the Tzarechichah, there's a din that you can't make a Havtok. By Parshas Zohar, there's no din. Parshas Zohar, the way we lay Parshas Zohar, right, the Takana wants to lay it for Mafti. Okay, the Mafti has to be one person. You mean over here, if this would be only for Mafti, or? They never made a Takana that has to be for Mafti. They said you have to make sure that you lay it. Like, we don't lay it for Mafti. We lay the Tzarechichah not for Mafti. Those who live in a Medina where they lay the whole Torah in 3 years and they're not going to lay this for Parshas Yeshua, they can make it either for Master or for half of the Kriya, whatever. They never made a specific Takana Dafka for Master.
When they lay, what's their
Parshas Yeshua,
would they lay, make
separate
Prophet
for Yeah, like
we do. That's a separate Kriya,
yeah? Well, we make, because they're going to be later, so we have to be. Right, but even Bisman Abishna, before Rabbi Shmuel changed the Takana, that you only make a Brocha for an hour after hour.
And
the whole Kriya Sashar, and then definitely on Parshas Zohar. That's what we see. So that's why the Poskim say La'alocha that there was a minhag from Europe that a lot of Chassidim have, but say for the Kajim is to market like that. So I'm going to create a new minhag that when you read the Tehecheche, nobody gets the Aliyah. The Balkari lanes and nobody gets the Aliyah. Nobody says the Rafa Shulchan Aliyah. Somebody gets an Aliyah in Parshas Kitav and the same thing in the Kukrasai and he reads all the Brachas. And then you say, Lalecha Sakhar the Zimah family of Dom, and you stop there. Lord Sassim Kong, you stop right before the Tehecheh. And then the Tehecheh, then the guy gets the Aliyah, says the Brachas Lachra. Then the Bakar just lanes the Tehecheh, nobody gets the Aliyah. Nobody says any Brachas, not Lachana, not Lachra. So the Pashtus is that this minig that they have, Siddish minig, they have a lot of Siddim like that. Pashtus is, Mamish Kineged the whole Takana Satana. It's Muchas from the Gemara that is Kineged the Takana. Even Bizman, Even Bizman HaTanoim, that he only said a bracha lefaneho before the whole parsha, and lachrei after the whole parsha, but in the Tzedek HaChishtei Deferis that they had separate brachas. Otherwise you don't understand the reason for the takana, why you don't make hapstokas. Because the guy in the middle is going to say another bracha, who's going to make a bracha? Even Bizman HaTanoim, they never said a bracha, the middle olim never said brachas, but in the Tzedek HaDin is every pasuk of the Tzedek has to have a bracha. Some Paskin claim that there is such an issue. Right. Why is that? Because the Gemara has a Pasuk in Bracha. It's another problem. The Gemara has in Bracha the Pasuk, several Pasukim, that when you learn, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. So the question is, and the Ramban says, the Shagatai Pasuk, that's their right. Birchas HaTorah is their right. So the Acharonim point out, the Be'er Sheva, another Acharonim following him, point out that it might be a Machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, regarding Birchas HaTorah, whether Birchas HaTorah is only the right when you have Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur or even Talmud Torah B'Yachid. So some parts can hold that the halacha of Birchas HaTorah D'Oraita only applies when you have Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur Mitzvah HaKtav. If so, they have kindness, let's say by the Chassidim, they have a minig that during the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan they lay in the Parashat HaNasiim. So they say that it's Kineged Adin, that the Mevatlam is the Sesa D'Oraita. If you take out a Tefter and you lay in Parashat HaNasiim, you don't say a bracha, then you mevatel mitzvah d'oraita. According to the Yerushalmi, the question is whether we really pass them like Yerushalmi or not. Maybe we should pass them like the Bavli. The Bavli seems to tell that Birchas HaTorah is d'oraita for a yochid. And if everybody in the shul already says Birchas HaTorah in the morning when they woke up, so why do you say another Birchas HaTorah when you get an aliyah? So there the pashto says that's not, according to the Bavli, that's not d'oraita. That's only takana d'rabbanon. That's the way you should learn Kriyas HaTorah. So if you learn Parshas HaNasiim, or you learn some voluntary Kriya, learn a new Kriya, so then there would be no violation of any din d'oraita that you lack Birchas HaTorah, everybody said in the morning. And there's no din d'oraita that you have to say in the Birchas HaTorah now when you're laying the Tzibur. Only according to that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi claims... What? Talmud Torah, Bein Yochad, Bein Mitzibur, you have to recite a Baruch. So if you said a Baruch in the morning, so you're covered already. You don't say a Baruch every time you say another Pasuk. Why do you say a Baruch ever when you get an Aliyah? The answer is that it's separate Takana Tacham. When you have to learn Birchas HaTorah, so you have to say Baruch also. But if you're learning a voluntary Kriyas HaTorah, that's not Mitam Takana Tachon. So then if you recite Birchas HaTorah, Sakir will be a Bracha L'Vatol. Let's say we decide to learn Kriyas HaTorah on Wednesday afternoon. Little or no way. So according to the Rishalmi, you can say Birchas HaTorah, not you may say, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. As according to the Babli, it would be a Bracha L'Vatol. So that's a Shaila. That's a Shaila. And it has a truth about that. Meshach Dogma. He says if you learn Kriyas HaTorah on Sunday or on Monday and you say Brachas, it's a Bracha L'Vatol. He returns to Shaila from Cincinnati. That someone donated some sugatera to a shul and they had a big parade and a big celebration on a Sunday morning, and then when he came to the shul the people were so enthusiastic and so happy on the occasion they decided to open up one of the sugatera and start laning and give out all the years and make a shabbarah and raise a little money for the shul and so on and so forth. So they did so, and then they started a whole machlekes in town whether they were allowed to do it or not. Maybe it was a bracha l'vatol. Apparently there was nobody in America whom they would rely on, so they sent the Shaila from Cincinnati, they sent the Shaila to Valojan. Then shout out to Valojan. To the Nativ, who was then in Valojan. So the Nativ has the Tshuva, Meshav Dova, where he thinks that it is a Bracha L'Vatol. Only goes through this Machleg is the Babli, Yerushalmi. And he says, Nikra, then we pass him like the Babli, that Bichas HaTorah is the Reis to Beimi Yovet, Beimi Tzibur. And the fact that we recite a second Bichas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah is only Takonat Chachamim, as a Chelik of the Kriyas HaTorah. And whenever there's no takana chachamim to learn Kriyas HaTorah, namely on Monday or Sunday or Sunday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday and so on, so then it should, or if you, let's say you learn an additional Kriya, so then it should be a Bracha L'Vatol. That's really tiny. Then it should be a Bracha L'Vatol. That's a shaila whether if you learn a section of the Torah without a bracha, would you be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraita of reciting a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah? According to the Yerushalmi, should be so. According to the way we pass on the Babli, it wouldn't be that, but it would be that you're not the kind of Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim was clearly, it's Muchos in the Mishnah like that. It's clearly Takanas HaTanoim. The Takanas says that the Lein Kriyas HaTorah with Bracha, especially to the Tzedek. Special Takanas to Lein the Tzedek with the Bracha. What's the idea behind Lein the Tzedek, especially before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuot? The Pashto says that it's not that. So the Gemara says that when you lay the Tzedek, there's a special need for bracha. And even the fellow who gets the Aliyah in the middle of the Seder also has to say bracha. Right, like learning, parshas Bereishis without brachas. You're not pulling the kamba takanas atanoim.
So
here, even bisman atanoim, that they only said a bracha lefanel in the beginning and bracha shalach at the end, but for the teichach and state defense that they had brachas for every part of the teichach. Kajin is a magid, started in it.
It's
a kajin is a magid, has chuvah.
I'm familiar with it. So I'm saying, why would you make a head difference?
I don't know. But the thoughts can say that it's not wrong. What's the idea behind laying the Tesach Hadafka before Shavuot and before Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara gives up that time. The Gemara says, Tim Hashanah Bekimber, Seah Tachol Shanah Bechot Seah. We want to get rid of, we want to end off the old, that's the Rosh Hashanah of the Gemara. That was the reason for the Takana says. We want to end off the old year with all of its curses and start off the new year on a good note. So the Gemara says, we understand that Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the new year. So Rosh Hashanah, what kind of a new year is Shavuot? The Gemara says, yeah, Shavuot is the old time of year. Shavuot is a Rosh Hashanah of Elon. A very strange the Peretz Elon. The Gemara says the Peretz Elon, you don't even very strange Gemara. What do you mean? That's the whole thing. You want to start off the new year on a fine note. So it could be that the Gemara means
now when we have regular thing year, so you're going to be reading through it anyway. It's a place it right as before New Year, but New Year end up with the call up and stuff with the better than makes sense, but when they had to be
they
didn't get to them, they specifically had the
cause,
but
they were
bringing down the
cause. Yeah. It's very strange, yes. What does it mean? It seems that the Gemara probably means something more than that. In fact, the Gemara says that Rosh Shavuot is the Rosh Hashanah. How is it the Rosh Hashanah? How is it the New Year? Because on Shavuot, Nidonim are Peres Elam. What does that do with us? What do you mean Peres Elam? All Gemara is very strange. So it would appear that there's something more to this Gemara then that's what appears on the surface. There must be something deeper to it. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested that he thinks that there's something much more to it. It means that the Teichach is the nusach of the Kriyas Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made between Bnei Yisrael and himself. Like it says at the end of the Teichach in this week's Sedrin, Kisav Eilu Divra Bris HaShatziv HaShem Es Moshe Lichach and Bnei Yisrael B'Eretz Moyo Novad HaBris HaShakar HaSikam B'Chorei. In addition to the Kriyas Bris that's in Luchu Kosai, the Kriyas Bris is the Nusach of the Kriyas Bris, was the Teichach and Luchu Kosai. That was the Nusach of the Kriyas Bris at Har Sinai. And now, in Kisavoy, he's making another Kriyas Bris in Arvus Moya. Why do you need a double Kriyas Bris if there already was one before? Why do you have to repeat another Kriyas Bris? The Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. The beginning of Nitzavim is explaining what the Teichach is all about. Ela Divra Bris. These are the words of the Bris. And then it says, this is the bris. What do you need a bris for? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yitzchem lo atzem enoch ikarit sa bris azot sa ala zot ki ta she yesh na po imanu omen hayom ve ta she neni po imanu hayom. So now she quotes from the Gemara, the Rabbi Doris HaBoim, that the bris at Har Sinai was only binding on all the people who were present there. The bris at Har Sinai was a bris only for Yechidim. Those who were present at Har Sinai were bound by. We were not there at Har Sinai physically, so we should not be bound by the bris. So why do we have to observe Shabbos? We have to learn 24 prosim on Shabbos for we weren't there at Hasina, so it's not binding. So the answer is not binding mitam parshas b'chuk kaisai. That Kriyas Bris that was declared at Hasinai has no relevance for us, but it is binding because of the Kriyas Bris in Kisavai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo yitzchem l'vatchem enoch ikeres v'sabit hazot v'sar l'azot t'yesh ha'yesh n'parish asher inenim po imanu amah hayom. The Doros HaBoim are included in the second Bris. But the Pashtus in the Psukim, leaving out that Agadah, the Pashtus in the Psukim is that the Kriyas Bris, the Hasinah was only binding on the people who were there at Hasinah. And this Kriyas Bris that was made in Arvus Moyav is what bound all the Doros HaBoim, all the future generations in observance of the mitzvah. And then it says, Muchas and the Mashanah to the Psukim like that. Because Pashtus Kisav is written below Shem Yochid. Yeah. Hashem is makoyz ko. It's makoyz arechav. Heishiv b'cho. Sheyav gorta mitzehim. Dov kubach. Everything is written by Loshen Yochas from the beginning to the end. The Teichachem Parshis b'chol koyz is written by Loshen Rabin. And the Vilna Goyen points out in Parshis Kisav everything is written by Loshen Yochas. In Parshis b'chol koyz everything is written by Loshen Rabin from the beginning to the end. And the Vilna Gaon points out the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says that whenever something is written b'loshen yachid, then it's speaking to the tzibur as a unit. Whenever something is written b'loshen rabban, then it's speaking to every individual b'shnei atzmim. So the Vilna Gaon points it out. The Gemara says it by tzibur toimer. If it was written twice in the Torah. So if it were just written in one place, namely the one that says shivah it would have been a business on Klal Yisrael, which the Bez Nagadol would have done to be yotzei the whole Klal Yisrael. Only Bez Nagadol would do it. Now that it says Esrat Melachem Lachem Loshen Rabim Shetei Tzvir L'chol Echad V'yachad, that's how we know that it's a Chol HaMotelos HaKol Yachad V'yachad, not just a Mishra HaMotelos HaLachad. So similarly you have other psukim also like that. Here you have such a discrepancy. In Kukhoisai the whole Tzvich is written Loshen Rabim. The whole thing is b'loshen rabim because it's spoken to each individual person with Torah techidim. In Har Sinai, everybody was a yochid. And later on, the Torah in Kisava was spoken to the tzibur as a tzibur, and that's why the Doras Aboyim were included. The yechidim who were there at Har Sinai didn't include us. We weren't there. So that's why that grace is not binding on us. But the Torah in Kisava, which is written b'loshen yachid, was spoken, that brit was entered into by the Jewish nation as a unit, as a whole, and all of Doras HaBoyim, our generation as well, are included as a chelik of that tzibur. That's why the brit in Kisava is included. How come the brit in Kisava was made to the tzibur and the brit in Har Sinai was only made to the yechidim? Why there was more of a concept of tzibur labor later? Not all, a lot of them. Much of Zvarim is the Tzibur, much of it is the Yechidim as well. Parts of the Yechidim, parts of the Tzibur. You have this parenthetically, you have in Zvarim also, you have the Din of Baltasis and Baltigras written twice. So why is it repeated? One said after the other. So why is it repeated? So the Vilna Gaon points out, and you see around Kumi, he said, once it's written B'loshen Yachid, once it's written B'loshen Rabin. So he says, this is a marker for the Rambam, that the Rambam says there are two kinds of Baal Tosis. One Baal Tosis is for a private individual, that if a person, let's say, puts on a pair of tefillin with five parashiyos in it, and he wears a talis with five tefillos in it, or a kohen gives brichas kohanim, and he says, in addition to the three psukim, he has on an additional tefillin. So the Gemara says, these are all violations of Baal Tosis. Or a kohen is zorek the dam in the Beit HaMikdash of the carbon, and he's zorek instead of one or two drikis, he's zorek three or four, more than he's required to do. Or Baal Tigra, same thing, instead of being zorek four drikis, he gives one drik, and so on. So Baal Tosis Baal Tigra is described in the Gemara in the Sifrei as being an aver which the individual can violate. So that's why the Pasuk says Lo Tasifo Alav Lo Tigrumi Mena B'Loshen Rabim, that's a din I'll call Yachad V'Yachad. In addition to that, the Rambam has developed a new kind of Baal Tosis Baal Tigra. There's a Baal Tosis and a Baal Tigra on the Bezin, but the Bezin is not permitted to declare a din de Rabbanon as if it were a din de Raisa, and to take a din de Raisa make believe as if it's a din de Rabbanon. The Rambam says that the Bezin says that the Tzara is the Cholot, is their right, then they violate, in addition to violating an Issa of telling a lie, it's a different Issa of fooling the people, there's another Avera of Baal Tosis. They're adding on to the Dinat Torah. Either Rambam asks in Hilchas Mamam, they have a right to institute Dinam the Rabbanim. He says, yes, they have a right to add on, but to make it clear that these Dinam are only the Rabbanim. But if they add on Dinam the Rabbanim and make believe this or Dinam the right, so that's the way the Rambam seems to say. Why? Different question, how do you interpret the Rambam? Without any interpretation, the Rambam says that there's a Baal Tosis on Bez Nagor. And then it says it's about Tigra, so let's say Bez Nagadol will decide the faith that all the toldos are only the Rabbanim. So Masham gets up one fine day, electricity is only the Rabbanim, because the told that it didn't exist is not a Mishkan. So if he's right, he's right. But if he's wrong, then it's an Avera of Baal Tigra. If you're taking a Dinder right, he's saying that it's a Dinder Rabbanim, then it's a Baal Tigra. That's why the Chacham were always very careful when they say a Dinder right, a Dinder Rabbanim. They're not just playing games. Not just, let's be Machon, let's say told their right. Or no, what do we have to say is the right to the people are going to observe it anyway? Let's say it's the Rabbanon, let's not scare them. They're not playing games over here to say it's the right to the Rabbanon. If you knowingly declare a din the Rabbanon as a deraita, a din the right as a Rabbanon, you violate a Baal Tosis or a Baal Tigra. That's how the Rambam writes. So the Vilna Gaon comments in the Adavis of Yom Chumash, where do you see this in the Chumash that there are two dinim in Baal Tosis and Baal Tigra, one on the Kol Yochid of the Yochid and one on the Bezin? So he says because Baal Tosis and Baal Tigra is written twice. The one time that it's written Meloshan Rabbim, it's intended l'chol yachid v'yachid. That's a mitzvah metalos l'chol yachid v'yachid. And the one time that it's written b'loshen yachid, that's spoken to the tzibur, that's spoken to the bezin, that the bezin shouldn't violate it. So similarly over here, the two teichiches, the teichichin v'yikro, which was didn't happen in Vayikra. The Tosafot in Vayikra was declared at Har Sinai, at Har Horeb. That was the Nusach of the Kabbalah Sabris at Har Sinai. The whole Tosafot in Vayikra was declared at Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai. So that Tosafot was the Nusach, was the text of the Kriyas Bris, Liyichidim. That's why there it's written by Loshon Rabbin. Hashem came, the Tosafot in Kitova is written by Loshon Yochid, because as Rashi quotes from the Gemara, beginning of Parashas Yisovim, that was the Tosafot, that was the Kriyas Bris. It was made with the tzibur as a tzibur. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the tzibur creatures bris at Har Sinai? Why didn't he make it then? The question.
Isn't it sometimes hard for
the Ramban points out on Chumash and in Sefer Agula, the Ramban has a long arichas on this, but Alfi Remez, this is not found in the Gemara, but he just says on his own, Alfi Remez, the two Tarechiches correspond to the two Goliaths. That the Tarechiches in the Chukotai corresponds to the short Golas Bogol, which was bad, but it wasn't that bad. Whereas the Klobus in Kisova corresponds to the Golas Edom, which is horrible and terrible, and it ends up with no Nachom and so on. It's much worse than the Teichichem. In a certain sense, it's much worse, much longer, much worse than the Teichichem in Vayikra. That's how the Ramban says, I'll be remnant. And the Ramban quotes in Pesukim and Novi that there will never be a third Churban Ha'aretz, that the Pesukim are only Miramis to two Chorbanos, that once we'll get back Eretz Yisrael, it'll never be destroyed again. That's what I'm asking. No, the Teichicha speaks about everything. It's about the state, the government, the individuals, everything. But the Teichicha was a text of the Kriyas Bris, which was entered into by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi on Nitzavim quotes the Gemara. The Gemara Shavuot. The Gemara seems to be understanding that the Kriyas Bris made in Har Sinai was made with Yechidim. Hasheni came not made with the Doras Habon. Hasheni came the Teichich in Kisava. Why? The Yechidim were going to Golos. What's wrong? So, Moshe Rabbeinu, as they went along, you mean why did the Doros? What about all the people who were born after Har Sinai? Why did, in the Midbar, before they made the second Kriyas Bris, at the end of the 40 years, what about people who are younger than 40 years old? Why did they have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and stuff? So the answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there in the Midbar, and he told them that they have to observe Shabbos and Kashrus as a Hayurah, sure. But they didn't have it as a Kriyas. They never entered into any Kriyas Bris with the Kodesh Baruch. The Bris was only made with the Yechidim at the time of Har Sinai, and then with Kol Yisrael later at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. In between, the people never had any special Kriyas Bris with Hashem. They had a tzivui. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He told them the Navi. They have to observe Mitzvah.
Well, that's how it's called.
Pardon me? Why? Not really. Not really. But yeah, there's a Medrash that says that the people in the Midbar, if they would violate any din in the Torah, it would have been Chayiv Mitzvah Dei Shamai. Because Oyvav Divei Novi, if we don't observe the mitzvahs in the Torah, it's not called Oyvav Divei Novi, because we mechuyim mitam Torah mitzvahs. But in the Midbar, the people who were not there at Har Sinai, who were there later, they only had the din b'teres Oyvav Divei Novi. They didn't have the b'teres mitzvahs. They didn't have the real din of mitzvahs. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Kriyas Bris with the tzibur at Har Sinai? Why did they have to wait till the end to make this Kriyas Bris with the tzibur at the end of the 40 years? This is a serious question. The answer to this question is Achrayim points out. That's what Rachel pointed out, but it's found in Achrayim also. The answer may be found in the beginning of Nitzavim. Beginning of Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about that Kriyas Bris that they just made in Parshas Kisavoy, the Yadvach HaBavis HaShem HaKechu Uvi Alos, and so on. Then he says, HaNitzavos HaShem HaKechu HaNiklos Lom HaVanein Aron HaMaachis Kol Dibi HaTeir HaZoi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that this passage is the Makar Vizim of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh Bozeh. If I see that someone else is unable to do a mitzvah, I'm going to help him out to do the mitzvah. I have to go walk up and down Eastern Parkway and give a lulav to all the people sitting there on the benches. Give my yarmulke, lulav, children. Have you once gone today? Have you heard Kir Shevite? That's the mitzvah. And likewise, if I see somebody doing an aveira, the din of the ikir din of Kolisal Arem Zebedeh, it's a mitzvah. If somebody didn't make kiddush yet, I have to go and help him make kiddush. I have to help him make havdol. I have to help him put on tefillin, challah, yisrael. Then if I see somebody doing an Aveira, it's also didn't call yourself a Reimus, I have to try to stop the person, I have to try to explain to him, and try to convince him to observe mitzvahs and so on. I have to do Aveira.
Yeah.
Now there, that's from Rafa Yom. Okay, but here it says that it's not some mitzvah, that I'm held responsible for his Aveira, for his lack of doing mitzvah. more than some of the mitzvah. Koyisov, Arei Mizadazem means something deeper than the mitzvah Sechach. So the Rashi quotes from the Gemara, how come there are Nekudas, how come there are 11 Nekudas over here on the post of HaNiglus, Lona, Zanera, and Oilam? The Gemara says, teach us that this din of Koyisov, Arei Mizadazem didn't begin Asher Ovi Yisrael Asa Yarden, until they crossed over the Yarden. What happened when they crossed over the Yarden? What magic happened when they crossed over the Yarden? So the first man, Yishalmi Tzoytza, point down, when they crossed over the Yarden, there's a din of Pashas Kisavoy, they should have brachas and klolos with Hagrizim and Harevon. That's also Kisim's wisdom. And they have, whenever you have brachas and klolos, that's what the Tzoytzech is, brachas, and then klolos. They also, they had 12 brachas and 12 klolos. So the brachas and klolos at Hagriz Maharevo also served as the Cretan grid. But apparently the brachas and klolos at Hagriz Maharevo was simply a gemar of the Cretan grid that Moshe Rabbeinu made at the end of the 40 years. Apparently this is how Rav Soloveitcher got it out. The Persian don't say. Yeah, I found that Kodesh Baruch wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one to supervise or to authorize or to arrange for the Cretan grid. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to be allowed to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And the Cretan grid had many dafkin into Eretz when they were in Eretz Yisrael. At a time that there was a Tziruf HaTzibu, when there was a Tziruf HaKohol. That's why you don't have Kol Yisrael Arei Mizadazet until they came into Eretz Yisrael, because there was no full Tziruf HaTzibu until they came into Eretz Yisrael. Kozman, they were still in Chutzlor, so there was no full concept of Tzibu. The concept of Tzibu began to develop at Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, and Rashi quotes from his Gemara, Ki Sheikha B'lei Vez. That was the beginning of the concept of Tzibu, but the Gemara, the Din of Tzibu, all Tzibu was, when they had the brachas and klolos, they said Hagriz Maharevo. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the one to represent Klal Yisrael, or to lead Klal Yisrael, making the Kriyas Brit. He wasn't allowed to enter the territory. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "You make the beginning of the Kriyas Brit. Now at the end of the 40 years, that's the Brit. That's the Pesach and Kisav. Yishur Ben Nun will represent you, and he'll make the Gemara of the Kriyas Brit when they make the brachas and klolos at Hagrizim and Harevo." Apparently that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to make the brit with the Tzibur till the end, because really the brit wasn't chal yet. It wasn't chal at the end of the 40 years yet either. It wasn't chal till they crossed over the Yarden. And they came to Eretz Yisrael, and then they became a full Tzibur for Tzibur. Hayom Hazen the Yeshel Ha'am, Moshe Rabbeinu tells me. Now you have a brit with the whole Tzibur. Hayom Hazen the Yeshel Ha'am. Now there's a whole concept of a Tzibur. So at the end of the 40 years, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, when they had their own country, then they called it Tzibur of Tzibur. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu never made this bris with the Tzibur at Har Sinai. Har Sinai, the bris was only made with Yechidim. So it could be that the reason why the Gemara gives the Talmud Tich Lashon Ki Lasel Tach Lashon Bich Lasel. Why did Ezra make a takona to lay in the two teichachas, one of them before Shavuot, one of them before Rosh Hashanah, as a simon brach? We want to get rid of the old year with all the curses and start a new year. That's the whole kavana, just a simon brach, like eating the head of a fish on Rosh Hashanah and dipping the apple in honey. This is the Siman Brach and a Takana Tezra. Is it Takana Tezra to have that? It could be that it's a little more than that. That when we enter into the new year, it's the time of Tshuva. There is made Tshuva. The days that especially Miyuchad Ba'akar Mishbohu, they were singled out by Hashem as he made Tshuva. And Shavuot is the Yom Kabbalah Tatera also. But maybe it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Bnei Yisrael. There are two brises. He made a bris with the Tzibur, and he made a bris at Har Sinai with the Yechidim. That bris with the Yechidim has no shaykhes with us, but we can also make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a bris, we can make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will enhance our Kedushas Yisrael. Let's say if a person is not so religious, but he has a Kedushas Yisrael. Why? Because he's born a Jew, his mother's Jewish, and her mother was Jewish, and her mother was Jewish, all the way back till the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever, till the days of Har Sinai. So you say if a person is a tzaddik, a religious Jew, has the same Kedushas Yisrael as the person who is a Russian. Yisrael afal pishe chata Yisrael, who the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, chata Yisrael. So the Jew, whether he sins or he doesn't sin, has a Kedushas Yisrael. So they have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael. That is alpi pashtus and svara, we assume that not. We assume that the tzaddik has a higher degree of Kedushas. Well, he's an ish kodesh. What means an ish kodesh? A kodesh means a person that's killed alpidat Hashem. What if the guy's still alive? How is he an ish kodesh? The answer is he has a Kedushas Yisrael, but that Shevet also has, a Reformed Jew also has a Kedushas Yisrael. Why do you call a Chassidish Rebbe a holy man? The answer is the Chassidish Rebbe has more things, more religious than a Reformed Jew. If he's more religious, then he has a deeper and a stronger Kedushas Yisrael than the other person. Why? Because there are two levels of Kedushas Yisrael. One Kedushas Yisrael that everybody has, may I be saying, we have it the Yerusha. If you're born a Jew, then you have a level of Kedushas Yisrael. But then there's another Kedushas Yisrael. If a person is observant, he enhances his own Kedushas Yisrael. He has a higher level of Kedushas Yisrael. If a person is a chayte, then the Gemara says, although he doesn't have that added degree of Kedushas Yisrael, that he worked on himself and he built himself up and he made himself more Kaddish, but he still has a Kedushas Yisrael, Achal Pi Shechata Yisrael, he still has a Kedushas Yisrael that he got the Yerusha when he was born. This is a nusach that we say in davening, Elokeinu Elokeinu, we say to say Elokeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and he's also Elokeinu HaKadosh, he's the God of our forefathers. We have a Kedushas Yisrael because Hashem is Elokeinu HaKadosh, even if we don't observe mitzvahs at all, but he's also Elokeinu because we do observe mitzvahs. So we have a special bris.